let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Thank you very much. This is Milo, and this portion of the program, we have Andy with us. Andy, who goes over all our technical questions, and during the week when I run across a problem and I want to beat my head against the wall, instead I run over to the phone, pick up the phone, give Andy a call. Or I can get on the Internet, ask Andy a question at AOL.com, and he responds very rapidly to my questions. It's ask Andy a question at AOL.com. And two main things we want to cover today. The first is laptops. People have laptops. It's so much easier to purchase a laptop and carry it because we have the coffee houses, the stores, and now many, many towns are offering Wi-Fi information free. Airplanes are beginning to allow it. So as more and more Wi-Fi is out there and you're carrying your laptop around, and the best security of that is hold it tight with you. But we're going to talk about different things on securing your laptop. And, of course, this fits also if you're at home. Certainly, if somebody breaks into your house, they can steal your computers and things. So it's a good idea to have all that secure in many different ways. And we'll talk about it at a later time. We're going to talk one day soon about backing up all your files and your computer, which is most important. Because if you don't have it backed up and you lose your laptop, you lose everything. You lose even many of your passwords. If you don't have all your passwords written down somewhere, a lot of times, especially in Windows, almost every Windows program allows them to remember your passcode. Or you can go to RoboForm, and that fills everything in automatically. You forget not only your login term, but your password. So you need to back up that information off-site. Sure, you can back it up in the hard drive next to your computer, but someone comes to steal your computer, duh, they're going to take that hard drive along with it. So you need to back up somewhere off-site so it's really safe. But in other words, I'm doing the talking, not Andy. So, Andy, what can you tell us about securing laptops, securing computers?
Hello, Milo. Well, over 500,000 laptops are stolen every year from cars, coffee shops, college campuses, and hotel rooms. Keeping your laptop safe involves a combination of common sense, physical security devices, and software strategies. Let's start with devices that make it harder for your portable computer to be carried off by someone else. Physical security devices are used to keep your laptop from being stolen or used without your authorization. The most basic physical security device is a laptop security cable. This cable connects to your laptop and secures it to a non-movable item in your office. For example, you can connect your laptop to your desk or the leg of a conference room table. The cables usually have a combination or a key lock device and attached to the security slot found on most notebook computers. Expect to pay around $30 for a high-quality laptop security cable. A determined thief with a bolt cutter could foil this device, but certainly makes it a lot harder for him to grab it and run. Another physical security device that you can add to your laptop is a theft protection tab. This tab is used to identify the owner of the computer and to prevent people from trying to resell your stolen computer. If this tab is removed, then it leaves a permanent acid tattoo on the laptop, and in some cases, it can also cause damage to the LCD screen. These security tabs are also available for about $25. Biometric devices, like fingerprint readers, can also be used to ensure if your laptop is stolen, that it can't be used by somebody else. This is even better than a password because, obviously, a password can be hacked or found somehow. But a biometric device like a fingerprint scanner and retinal scanners, are individual to that person. So these devices can be added to just about any laptop. The fingerprint scanner comes standard on most Toshiba laptops as well.
But the sad thing is, if you lose your laptop, you can always buy a new laptop. The problem is the information you've had on there. That's what is most important. And that's why backups are so important. We'll talk about that some other time. But the physical computer is one thing. The information on there is a totally different thing.
Right. Backups are very important. And like you said, Milo, you should always have a backup off-site or away from your computer or laptop.
Or if you do back it up on another hard drive, give the hard drive to somebody else. Some other member of the family who lives in a different physical building, so that you do have that information. And again, with all the passwords and security codes and all that, to recreate that sometimes is impossible. And so you never, in some places, once you can't enter under your same login name because you don't have the password, and some places will not give you the password. Some places do, most places do, but there are some that will not reissue a new password. You've lost that information forever. You don't get it back. It's like being, like we talked about last week, you're kicked off eBay, you lose everything, zero. You start brand new, it's square one, nobody knows you, and it's very difficult. It really hurts a lot. So those things hurt quite a bit. The other thing, Andy, there's a plethora of video programs on the Internet. They're using it for everything, just communication back and forth. I know a few people that have relatives in Europe, in Asia, and they use their computer to talk to them online visually, you know, using their webcam, as many computers come with now, the webcam. And it's cheaper than a phone, a cell phone, or a landline, of course, a lot cheaper than a landline phone. So video is coming up very rapidly, and since 2.0, Web 2.0, video has just grown immensely. So there's a lot of things to do with video chat, video lines that people have. And, of course, I always figure the worst thing is if you don't look proper, you just got up, you go answer your laptop, and you look like a slob. Well, of course, that's natural for me, but some people that would be very embarrassing for. But anyway, Andy, what are some of the big one? Well, I'll let you talk about that. What are some of the big videos out there?
Well, right, yeah, free video chat programs have really revolutionized modern telecommunications. While video phones used to be the subject of science fiction stories, today they are an inexpensive alternative to landlines, like you said. To use these programs, all you have to do is sign up for a free video chat account, download the associated software, and hook up a webcam and a microphone to your computer, and follow the dialing instructions. It's very simple. The biggest one out there is Skype. I'm sure most people have heard of this by now. It's one of the most popular free video chat programs online. It's an eBay company, and Skype allows you to make free voice and video calls to people around the world. You will need speakers and a microphone, and the person you are calling must also have the program on their computer to use it. You will need to sign up for an account, download Skype software, click on the Call Phones tab, and enter the phone number that you want to dial, and click on the green call button. This program will allow you to resize and move the Skype screen, and will also allow you to IM during your call session. A great feature of this free video chat program is that there are versions of the software compatible with iPods and iPhones, which most people are using now, so you can go mobile with your Skype calls as well. Another very popular one is Uvu. It's also free, works with both Mac and Windows, and allows you to both send and receive video messages. What's unique about Uvu is that you can connect up to 6 people with a single video call. And this makes it a great option for video conferencing. Another great feature of Uvu is that you can add a button to your blog or your online profile to encourage your contacts to contact you via Uvu. Another one out there is CamFrog. It's a free video program that currently has only over 30 million registered users. And like Uvu and Skype, it provides users with the ability to take part in free video chat sessions. It can be used with Windows or Mac as well. And there's no spyware or adware embedded in its software. So the site provides you with it's very safe. It also has a call directory and a chat room directory to make connecting with other users easy. If you're interested in additional features, you can also purchase the pro version. I think it's $50 or so. And this upgrade will allow you to open up to 100 video chat sessions at once, and as well as provide you with an expanded list of features.
Of course, the other big thing right now is, too, that you can have meetings online. That people used to have to fly to Vegas or California or somewhere to have a conference. Now you can do it all online. It makes it a lot cheaper. And with the problem with airlines and scheduling and cost, this is the big...
It really has revolutionized business travel and the way business is done these days. It really has.
I'm not sure the hotels are happy with it and the airlines are happy with it, but it sure makes it easy for companies to do this. Of course... Business, there's a whole different model out there as far as business goes. And the companies that look at this model are the ones that are going to be successful. The ones that are still stuck back in the base are going to still struggle, and they'll struggle more down the line. You need to kind of broaden this vision. And one quick question, Andy. What about viruses on these things? Are these pretty well protected internally? I mean, at the company level?
The software I mentioned, Skype, Uvu, and CamFrog, have been verified that they're all... virus free. Now there are links, that certain websites and programs that you're using will link to these. You know, you want to be sure that, anything you do is only through the Skype, you know, service or the Uvu service or the Camfrog service, because if you click on the wrong link, that, you know, you can have some malware there. But these services and these companies are okay. They're safe.
Great. Thank you, Andy. I'll always learn a lot from you every week. You always have a lot of information to give and try to keep us up on everything. It's next to impossible.
Pleasure being here, Milo.
And it's a pleasure having everybody listening to us. That's about all for today. We want to thank our engineer, Randy Meyer. We want to thank TalkZone.com, but especially to you, our supportive listeners. We appreciate you, and until next time, this is Milo saying so long, everybody.